Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Pastor Nkole, good afternoon to you, sir.
Afternoon, how are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing, Pastor?
I'm fine this afternoon, not knowing about you, my leader.
Well, I am good, Pastor. I have had a fantastic day so far. Slight headache, but otherwise all is good.
We praise God.
Now, we're talking about the VOP lesson, we share Christ because of the way we think. I mean, what does the way that we think have to do with sharing Christ? I mean, how we think should be an internal job. No one should be seeing that. Is it not simply a matter of telling the world that God is good and that Jesus is coming again? But say we are going to be hearing the lesson then about the power of the mind. Now, Pastor, we are told that Christ was tempted at all points as we are, yet without sin. That's actually according to Hebrews 4:15. Now, how did he manage to succeed where the rest of humanity failed?
Thank you very much. In starting, I'll just give a short prayer so that we can continue. We are praying. Thank you, Jesus, for today, for helping us to understand more on how we can share Christ because of the way we think. In your name, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
To start with, the way we think determines the way we feel. And the way we feel influences the way we act. And our actions grow into habits. Habits with time, they become character, and all that put together at the end of the day, it becomes our destiny. So the question we can ask ourselves is, what is becoming our destiny? It often seems so easy for us to fall prey to the temptations of the world, the flesh, and the devil. And like you have said, Jesus was tempted in all points, and yet he did not sin. The question is, how did Christ then succeed? When the devil ambushed Jesus in the wilderness with all his appeals of appetite, pride, and presumption, Jesus himself fought back successively by, number one, quoting the scripture. And you know, Christ was prepared ahead of time because he had filled his mind with the Bible. When you read Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, the Bible will tell you to say, Christ answered back and said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of the Father. Christ was quoting from Deuteronomy, and this helped Christ to overcome temptation that came from the devil because he himself filled his mind with Bible truth. Today, that is one lesson we can learn as Christians, to fill our minds with Bible truth, because that's where the battle is won and is lost, in our minds. Many a times as Christians, we often think of resisting temptation only after it has already saturated our thoughts and it has overwhelmed us. And this happens that most of us, we lose these battles of temptation when they come to us. But we can be successful if we attack habits at the very point of origin in our thoughts, because that's where the battle begins from.
Reminds me of a scripture in Proverbs 23:7, I think, that says, you know, as a man thinketh, so is he. How do we then, in light of what you said, you know, define or explain this particular verse?
The Bible, as in the one which you've just said, the verse, you'll find it in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, where it says, "For as a man thinks," in other contexts, others have interpreted it as, "For as a person thinks in his heart, so is he." Like I said, you see, the way you think determines the way you feel. The way you feel influences the way you act. So actions, those which people see, they begin in the mind. And now when temptation comes to us, we must understand to say, every temptation is an opportunity to do that which is good. Because when temptation overcomes us, then what temptation is, what sin is going to do to us, that which comes with temptation, it is going to destroy us. Because this temptation always provides us with a choice to make.
Yeah.
And while temptation is Satan's primary weapon to destroy you, God wants to use it to develop you, because every time you choose to do good instead of sin, you are growing into the character of God. So it is important for us as Christians to think about spiritual things, because that's what growing Christians think of, to concentrate on good qualities by trying to develop ourselves rather than to destroy ourselves.
Yeah. Very important, actually, because that self-development then becomes important, especially if it becomes a focus. Then the destruction is not possible, because one is focusing on that self-development. Thank you so much for that. Now, Pastor, please do speak to us, about the importance, on the good we want to develop rather than the bad we want to let go of. I mean, this reminds me of Paul. He says, "The good I want to do, I end up not doing, and I end up doing what I do not want to do." Please explain on the importance of focusing on the good we want to do.
Thank you. I will just use Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. And also we can read at your own spare time, verse 6 to 9. The Bible says, in fact, Paul himself, who says, "The good I want to do is not what I actually do." Now in Philippians, he says, "Rejoice in the Lord always," not at some points, but always. And he continues to say, "In everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God himself." As a Christian who is growing, make sure that you don't forget what Paul says: "In everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And in the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, God will guide your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ." Finally, brethren, Paul continues to say, "Whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good, are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. These do, and God and the God of peace will be with you." So Paul shows us the things that we must concentrate on. The mistake most of us, like we already said, we focus on minor things which don't help us in Christianity. So our minds are distorted, starting from the subconscious mind, starting from the conscious mind, going all the way to the subconscious mind. Our minds are filled with those things which do not praise God. Yep. But Paul encourages us of the things we must feed on. Lastly, I can say, What we feed our minds makes all the difference.
True.
Because just like in the world, the garbage you put in your mind is the garbage that is going to come out.
Oh, goodness.
So if you focus on putting God's word in your minds, in your thinking, then God's word is going to come out of your life.
Very powerful, very powerful. Now, Pastor, you know, as we close off the conversation this afternoon, there's a verse where Paul says, "For we fight not against flesh and blood, but we fight against the spiritualities of darkness in the highest places." I've paraphrased that somehow. So how can we then, you know, fully arm our minds for this spiritual protection in light of the spiritual warfare?
Okay, Paul says it in Ephesians, where he said, as a Christian, you must put on the full armor of God. Now, putting on the full armor of God, it doesn't mean that you need to leave one part exposed. The helmet of salvation.
Yeah.
The belt, the shoes, the sword itself, which is the Bible. Your full armor must be complete so that every time you encounter sin, you will choose to follow Christ. And one thing you must not forget is to move with the Holy Spirit. Why? Because when the Holy Spirit controls your life, they will produce the fruits that we talk about, the fruits of love. When enmity comes, your mind will be filled with love and you will overcome because you have that full armor. It will provide you with joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And hence you will be able to allow, you will be able to control your feelings and not your feelings to control you. Simply putting it, you'll be able to control your mind and not your mind controlling you.
Beautiful, beautiful. And that is actually the good point to end it at, that the mind should never be able to control one, but one should be able and be in full control of their mind. Pastor Nkole, thank you so much. We're going to be speaking to you again tomorrow, same time and same place.
Thank you and have a lovely day.
You want to wrap it up for us in prayer?
Yes, I can pray. We are closing. Thank you, Jesus, for today, for teaching us how we can live to glorify you and your name and overcome temptation. Be with us. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Thank you and have a good time.
Lovely. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.